Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out because it's free. Everything is on the site is free except for my books, which we will charge you for those because we have to pay for them ourselves. But everything else, all the other content, the blog, the newsletter, both of which you can subscribe to, and we'll send them to you, or you can come and get them, the articles, the archives. You can listen to the show 6 different ways just about on our website, and especially in terms of time shifting. If you hear something on the radio, you hear something live on the simulcast on the Internet that you want to go back and hear again, you can do that. All that's at the website. Just check it out and become familiar with it, and I hope you use it to your little heart's content. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, I promise. Robert Bly is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Rob's back with us, having been with us before. He's an independent consultant. He helps people all over the place, helping them put their best foot forward in the marketplace, whether it be marketing, whether it be sales training. He's got a new book out called Magnetic Selling, Develop the Charm and Charisma That Attracts Customers and Maximize Sales. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always good to be on.
It's good to have you back, Bob. You know, I was reading through your book, and I could see where, you know, this magnetic thing, this could be handy in a bar or something.
Absolutely. I mean, there are things that people call the laws of attraction, and if you can make yourself attractive and appealing to people, you can be successful whether you're selling a used car or trying to get a date.
But I bet you never thought about selling this to guys to use as pickup lines.
That should be my next book, but my wife wouldn't approve if I did it.
Yeah. I ran that by my wife, and she said I couldn't use any of these. Anyway, when you talk about magnetic selling, tell us what you mean by that.
Sales training used to involve teaching salespeople what I would call a bunch of lines. You know, things to say, how to overcome an objection, how to prove value.
Right.
And the problem is that today's consumer is so sophisticated, and it's been done for so long that when salespeople say these lines, not only are they no longer effective because the person instantly recognizes I'm being sold,
right,
but the fact that it's canned selling, they're repulsed. Obviously that's not going to work, and we know these techniques don't work anymore. So if you can sell while not doing that, you can do the opposite and make yourself attractive rather than repulse the prospect, and that's what it's about. It's about selling genuinely by being a real person, by being helpful, by having the customer's best interest in heart, and not by reading off a script and putting only your commission first.
Right. And I think this is true, Bob, especially in the beginning of the relationship. I think it's more true in the beginning of the relationship than it is later on. And the reason I say that is I've been talking to some people. By the way, I agree with your premise. I think you're right on the money. I think you've broken through on some very important information here, because I believe that once you're into the relationship, you can use some of the 20th century communication skills that you and I learned when we were pups, in terms of how to probe, how to make sure you ask questions the right way so you get information and not just a yes or no. I think you can do that, but in the early part of the relationship, where you're trying to break through all the clutter, all the other things that people have bombarding them, you're trying to differentiate yourself, you can't use those. And so what I've said is, to people I've talked to, is You don't have to throw away all the things you learned in the 20th century. It's just that those things won't help you reach 21st century customers in the beginning, especially. What do you think?
Exactly. I would agree with that. Once you've established a relationship, you can use them, although you use them in a genuine way. We've all met salespeople who use them in what sounds like, you know, when they say the line, you think, that sounds as sincere as a $3 bill. And that's what you want to avoid.
Right, right. All right. Well, talk to us about how do we do this? How do we? You know, Bob, as you're about to, as you tell us these things, the thing that I think about is how people don't need to be sold anymore because they got lots of opportunities to buy stuff. They're looking for relationships, aren't they?
Yeah, they want to buy from someone that they can trust and that they think has their best interest at heart. So, if I would do only one thing from the whole book, that's what I would do. I'll give you an example that I put in the book. Recently, we were shopping for a minivan, and the salesperson on the lot said to us at some point, "What would it take, what could I do to put you in this car today?" Which you know is from Auto Sales Training 101.
Oh, yeah, that's 1956.
Yeah, and my skin, literally crawled. And the reason is, if you think it out, the answer to his question is, I don't necessarily want to be in this car today. That question only benefits you because if you put me in that car today, you make money. You're
right.
Totally not after my own interest. And
right.
I tell the story. This was, I think it was a Chrysler Plymouth and whatever brand we bought. And there was another dealer of the same model across the street. We literally got on the highway, did a U-turn, and bought across the street.
Yeah. Well, you know, the appropriate question for the guy to ask would be, why are you interested in a minivan? How are you going to use this vehicle?
Exactly. Or anything you could ask to ascertain the customer's need and how you can best meet that need.
One of the things that my audience, and they're starting to roll their eyes now, Bob, because they know what I'm about to say. One of the things that I've been focusing on for a long time now is don't talk about obviously don't talk about what you need as a salesperson, but don't focus on what your customers need. Focus on what they want.
People don't get that, and I think it's a very important distinction. A lot of people hearing that would say, well, that your audience knows, of course, but a lot of people would say, well, that's not right. You got to give people what they need. But we don't really buy what we need. We're much more interested in what we want. I mean, and the proof of that is why is Mercedes, for example, Mercedes-Benz, such a great car? No one on the planet Earth needs a Mercedes-Benz.
Right.
But lots of people want it for reasons that are much deeper and more personal, emotional, for lack of a better word, than just transportation.
Well, or why would we spend, $50 for a meal when we could have a 99-cent hamburger?
Exactly.
It's because we need to eat, but we want to dine. When we come back, Bob, I'm going to ask you about right timing. What's the principle of right timing? We're talking about magnetic selling. That's the title of Robert W. Bly's new book. It's 20 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We've got a lot more to come right after these messages. Welcome back. It's 23 After. Here's Joe Cocker. If that won't get your day started, I don't know what will. Robert W. Bly is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Magnetic Selling. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with Bob. And Bob, talk to us about, by the way, before we go any further, I want you to tell us where the book's available and tell us your website too, please.
So the easiest way, you can get it in bookstores, but the easiest way to get it is either online at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. Just search the title Magnetic Selling. Or if you go to my website, which is my last name, www.bly.com, and click on books, you'll find it there.
Bly.com. And also, you've got other things on your website, too. You've got a blog, you've got newsletters, stuff like that, right?
I've got a ton of free content. If you go there, go to Bly.com and click on articles. There's 50 to 60 articles on sales and marketing you can read, and they're all free, and you can download them free.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks. Bly.com. Okay, talk to us, Bob, about right timing, the principle of right timing. What do you mean by that?
A lot of novice salespeople think I'll find a prospect and get him to buy now. That's the important thing. But the fact is, we've learned over long experience that people do things according to their timetable, not yours. And the principle of right timing says you have to not try to force them to buy now. You have to find out what their timetable for the acquisition is and then gear your selling effort around it. For example, if you're selling printing services, and you approach a company that's a catalog company, and they're not mailing a catalog now, there's nothing you can say to get them to print.
Right.
What you have to do is find out, when do you print your, what's your next catalog, and they'll tell you it's our holiday gift catalog. And when do you do that? Well, we print that in November. And when do you make the farm that bid that job out? And then they'll tell you. And then you make sure that you're working with them before then, and that you contact them well in advance of that date to find out what they need, what you need to do to convince them to try give you an opportunity to bid, and what it would do to take what it would take to write a winning bid. You time it according to their sales cycle.
Well, and the other thing, the exception to that, Bob, and I agree 100% with what you just said, but in terms of getting a sale, the exception to that would be if you know what you're doing, you first do what you just said, and that's find out what's on their mind. What is it that they want? What's their what trigger do they have that they're going to pull, and when are they going to pull it? But then that gives you then the opportunity then to offer them another idea, another alternative. For example, you mentioned the mailer, the catalog. You have the opportunity after you found out that, after you've given them a chance to tell you what's on their mind, to say, well, have you ever thought about a spring catalog?
Exactly.
Then you can bring up your other things. Then you can the door is open then to get to the point of why you're there, which is to make a sale today, but only if you can convince them that what you have to say is a good idea for them.
I totally agree. And an old mentor of mine, I don't know, Jim, if you knew Howard Jensen, who was known as the consultant's consultant.
No, he once told me, I've heard him, but I don't know him.
Yeah, he once told me, he said, spend 1 hour a week thinking of ideas for your clients and giving it to them without being paid for it. And it was the same kind of thing. If you give them ideas, they may buy one of those ideas and then have pay you to implement it or sell the product or service that fits it.
Well, and another thing, exactly, and one of the things I used to do as often as I could, and I still do it, is if I see something that's of interest to one of my clients, I think it would be interesting to one of my clients, one of my customers, I would clip it out or whatever method I would use and get it to them and make contact with them at a time when I'm not trying to sell them.
Exactly. That's actually in the book. I have a section called Following Up
right.
with Customers and Prospects, and I give three methods of follow-up, and one is what I call sporadic follow-up, and I do it via the clipping method, which
right.
is something my dad did for us when we were kids, and that's where I picked it up.
If someone were wandering around out there having read your book and now becoming the perfect magnetic salesperson, what would they look like? How would they behave?
They would, in our heart of hearts, we all want to make money and make a living, but that thought would never enter their mind while they're doing their job as a salesperson. They would be totally not worried about their compensation or whether I'm going to close the sale today or get an appointment. They'd be totally focused on how can I help this prospect or this customer improve their life, get what they want, and do better. They'd have a total focus on that. And that would be really all, that would be the key difference.
Because they would recognize that I'm not going to be successful unless my customers buy. And in the 21st century, they're not going to buy because I want them to, right?
Exactly. And there's a corollary that some people have a, in the heart of hearts, some salespeople have a misconception. They think for some reason that the customer actually cares about them and whether they make money. I tell you a funny story. I had an investment account with a company, and my investment advisor retired. And the new guy came on, and I didn't like him, and he was the old-school financial salesperson. At one point, he called us and tried to sell us what I thought were very poor-quality mutual funds. And they were all heavy load, and they were the house funds of this
right.
investment company. I said, why are you recommending this? We want these, and we named some no-load funds that were ranked number one in money and Kiplinger. He said, Bob, Amy, if I sell those, he wasn't joking, by the way. He said, if I sell those, how am I going to pay for my summer house at the beach?
The book is called Magnetic Selling, Develop the Charm and Charisma that Attracts Customers and Maximizes Sales. Bob, I feel more charming and charismatic already.
You always have been.
Robert W. Bly, ladies and gentlemen. The book's available wherever books are sold. And don't forget his website, bly.com. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Always a pleasure. See you soon.
Quick break. Right back with Chester Elton. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.